Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Morning Mess, episode 3,572. Where have you been? What?
I think it's like 91 or 92.
Oh, there's that.
91, wow.
It's Joey Boy.
It's Anish.
It's Carla.
It's time for the After Mess podcast. Yes, we are sneaking up on episode 100. Reminder, the 100th episode will be live with you attending. It's a free event. Work. Crescent Ballroom. What day is it falling on?
The 28th, which is a Tuesday, and it's going to be at 6 to 8 p.m. You need to get there at 6, get some food, and bring some questions.
Get some good questions. Have them prepped.
Mm-hmm.
We ready. By the time we get there, we're going to have a little liquid courage, so we'll feel a little loosey-goosey, answer all your questions, everything you wanted to know about us, behind the scenes, personal life, radio life, situations. So we'll see you at Crescent for the 100th podcast. Anyway, yeah. So today, we are going to be talking about, as we talked about on the show this morning, just more elaborate on the podcast. What the hell are you excited about this weekend?
Ooh.
What the hell are you excited about?
The After Mess.
So last night, as we were trying to go to sleep earlier and we're trying to hold each other accountable, I didn't get to sleep. I went to sleep about midnight, which got me probably about a 4-hour nap. Eminem's album dropped, and it was dope. So far, I like it because I was so disappointed in the last couple albums he put out. So hella excited to just sit with this album and enjoy just hip-hop of yesteryear. Hip-hop is so different nowadays.
Dude.
That I'm trying to learn, I'm trying to adjust and adapt. And for people that come at me, like, how have you been in the game so long? Because I adjust and adapt. You have to adjust and adapt. If you don't, you will be a victim and you will be cut from radio. And I have many of friends that try to pay the cool card. And this rap shit is horrible. That you age out.
Right.
But if you adjust and adapt and embrace the change, like I filter everything through my steps on Adrian and JoJo of the new hip hop, some of it, like Roddy Ricch, I like.
Yeah.
Some of it I think is fucking garbage and I can't listen to, but I embrace it. It's the same thing. I wish these kids would just listen to Eminem. Like, he's done tracks on this one. What, Juice WRLD? That song is dope on the album.
Is that the Godzilla record?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That Godzilla record on the Eminem album.
From what you played, that was really nice.
Nice, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of old, a little bit of new.
I appreciated it, and I said it when we were talking about it on the air, too, but it was just nice to hear M doing, like, something I could listen to in a club. Because I don't feel like I've heard that from him in a while, and that was how I was introduced to him. You can tell me if I'm wrong. I haven't paid attention to M in a few years, but to that point, like, it's really nice to hear some good new music from him.
You know what's crazy? He's reading some of the comments of all the blogs, all the Instagrams, talking about Eminem dropped an album. You read a lot of comments. Nobody's trying to listen to this old shit or dinosaur hip hop or this is not what's it.
What?
Who cares? Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And then you got people clapping back. They're like, yeah, you're trying. Yeah, you're trying to troll. He's a rap god. But then you see the difference of Eminem was god, like rap god, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Flash forward 15 years. And then you have so many more haters. It's crazy.
Well, I'm a big fan of all attention is good attention, but it wasn't like he was only loved when he came out, though. He had a lot of hate when he was out.
Hate because of lyrics.
Yeah.
But not hate because he's too old to rap.
Okay.
They're more like he's not relevant. They're more on, it's like, yo, that's old shit. He's not relevant. I don't agree with that, but, you know, it is what it is.
If you're talking about it, then he's obviously relevant. Like, duh.
But I'm an Eminem fan. I agree. The last two albums, I didn't like four. I didn't care for. I did not bump. I didn't download. I didn't keep. These off top, I downloaded three that I'm going to bump.
I think it's so sad that people just age out of things. I just feel so bad for him. But, I mean, to go back to your point, like, there are songs in this album I'd bump. I think there are a few in, like, other ones that were pretty dang good. As far as for him, like, aging out, I think he's released a lot of music, and his life is so different now than it used to be. And mm-hmm. he used to really rap about his struggle and rap about, like, just some, like, fucked up, obscene shit.
Right.
And, I mean, it's just stuff that he can't do now.
Mm-hmm. I think Biggie did a classic interview before he was shot and killed that the difference, it was either Biggie or Jay-Z. It might have been Jay-Z, how you can't rap about, like, the first something about hustling and being a dope dealer because you've made it, you're a millionaire. You don't have that to do that shit, so you can't really rap about shit. You already talked about that.
Yeah.
Now you got to talk about the 44. Now you save your Jay-Z, you're talking about how you got the baddest chick in the game wearing my chain and talking about millions in the 40-40 club. But if you listen to his first albums, they're talking about street hustling.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Eminem is at a different place. He can't talk about wanting to kill his baby mama, and he can't stand his mom. Like, you've done that. What's going on in your life right now?
Yeah, I appreciate what he was doing
because
he was really honest. I mean, like, he came out about his, like, addiction problem, mm-hmm. and, like, he talked about how he had relapsed, and when he disappeared, mm-hmm. there was a reason for it. He came back after he had recovered, and that was part of those albums, Relapse and Recovery. I remember those coming out, but, like, yeah, I agree. You can't do the same thing. And there are also certain artists who do try to remake, like, their same exact mm-hmm. style music
doesn't
from when
work.
They debuted. It doesn't work. You mm-hmm. can't do that anymore.
You have to adjust and adapt. And, like, with Eminem, we were talking, Carla, earlier on the show, how Eminem couldn't put the songs and videos he did back in the days out as of today. Because
there's so
many people blowing the whistle on everything. And I'm a firm believer on satire and comedy, and that's what it is. If you can't laugh about it, that's fine. Someone else will, and just change the channel, don't listen. But he can't put on that same music. Like, if you listen to his old shit that, like, Carla's discovering, Eminem, old Eminem, and you're enjoying it.
I'm enjoying the shit out of it, but I'm one of those people that I understand things that are politically correct and incorrect. I understand
right.
everything. I understand both sides. I can see them mm-hmm. clearly, but... And I'm so sorry. I'll be the first to admit that there are some things that may or may not be politically incorrect that right. I will still laugh my ass off at in the privacy of my own home, which is still fucked up because I'm not helping any causes or issues. But, like, listening to Eminem for the first time, because I obviously heard his songs when I was little, but you don't process
right.
what things say when you're little. I was processing in the middle of traffic what he was saying, mm-hmm. and my mouth was, like, on the floor. But did I stop listening? No.
Right.
Like, I thought it was some dope shit. I mean, it was really messed up, and I was, like, really curious as to if he was okay.
But if you listen to this album and I was listening to the lyrics, mm-hmm. he's not doing that shit no more.
He's still got, like, the same flow.
Flow,
like, I can feel
wordplay.
Right.
That's
what I loved about
yes,
him.
Yes.
Yeah, because some of the things, like, even for me as a kid, like, I listened to Eminem. Like, I did all that stuff as a young gay boy. I was listening to him, and I enjoyed it. Even though there was stuff where, like, now I can look back and be like, oh, wait a minute, what the fuck? But
hey, he has one lyric where he says that he doesn't understand why gay men can't elope if you can fuck an antelope.
I know. Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Like,
he's
why are you comparing? But anyways, like, right, like, why would you compare that? But, but yeah, God, fuck, I don't even remember what I was going to say. It's just really, it's really interesting. Like, the political correctness and incorrectness, like, to go with what you're saying there. Like, yeah, there's a line. I think the thing is, like, people don't know what that line is. Like, I think people are really ready to jump on, that's incorrect, you can't say that, versus what is incorrect or correct. But I don't know, I appreciate that M is not doing that shit anymore because, wow. Was the song Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the song where he was like, he really went off, like, talking about putting
her in
the
trunk and putting her, like, yeah.
And there's, like, yelling in the background, right? That's the one, right?
See, I loved that shit because it's no different than a movie. If you watch these fucked up movies, it's kind of like, this is not him. This is 20 years ago. He didn't kill his baby mama. He didn't kill his mom. He kind of resolved his situation with his mom. Obviously, he had Haley, his daughter, mm-hmm. to explain, this is an art, this is me storytelling. Maybe I had some wicked thoughts, but I didn't actually kill your mom. It's no different than a movie you create than these videos and these songs. And to me, there's no way he could put out music like that.
That's
no
a really good point.
Any artist can put music out like that. And I think he knows that. I don't like it because I like the freedom of speech and of your art, whether you're a musician, a painter, a movie director.
Isn't that crazy, though? Like, the concept of freedom of speech is, like, supposedly I am able to say whatever the fuck I want when I want, except for I can't. Like, that's like the really crazy part. I saw a video on Facebook of like somebody who like threatened, I guess, the president of the United States, but it wasn't even like a real threat. It was like a, can someone just like shoot this motherfucker already? But obviously, this young woman or lady from like Florida is not gonna go to the White House and get this done, okay? But like, how you're just, there's certain things that just get taken so seriously, and then certain things that aren't. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, to everyone listening, and also, don't do that. Don't say that.
Well,
I know
obviously.
He's jigging because that's against the law.
Yes.
You could disagree with that, man. And I've had to learn in the past 4 years. I might not agree. I just saw an interview with A$AP Rocky.
Okay.
How Trump helped get him out.
Right.
Oh, I know.
And they asked him, how'd you feel about that?
Right.
And he says, oh, I called him and I thanked him for getting me out. I don't agree with what he says at all, but I thanked him. And I think that's what I had to learn, even with like friends and family who were on the opposite sides of the political fence.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more shit than we need to worry about being about a human race than I don't agree. Here's why. Okay, I don't agree with you, but let's still go out and have a beer and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really ironic because like the goal or like the superficially it's supposed to be about like, you know, it's supposed to be very, very progressive. Like we're supposed to be very this, we're supposed to be like all about being like all inclusive. But when I think about it, it's very black and white. Like it's like you're not, when you have that kind of mentality of you can only say this or you can't say this, it becomes very black and white. But that being said, freedom of speech, yes, you have it, but then there's consequences to
yes.
it. You know what I mean? Like, that's
there
pretty much
go.
How
that's
it is.
That's a good way of explaining that.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want to, mm-hmm. but you have to understand that there's a consequence mm-hmm. for it.
I think Eminem knew that. He
yeah,
knew the consequence.
It
didn't
depends.
Care. Yeah.
It depends on
yeah.
if it's worth it. Maybe then it was worth it, but like now, no. And
mm-hmm.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one
you,
of those.
No.
It's one of those things where everything that you say gets used against you. Like, God forbid. Eminem's former baby mom or current baby mom, I'm not sure what that situation is, but God forbid she had been killed.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the first suspect now? The
True.
Number one person who put out hits about how much he wants to kill her.
Yeah, but if he did it, then you would just question him, and if he didn't do it, then he'd be questioned, obviously, but if he didn't do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but still.
I mean, I just don't believe. It's hard going through the industry and being there from day one. Like when I say day one, I'm talking about hip hop. My dad bought me my first vinyl mm-hmm. of hip hop, early 80s. So I've been there since day one of hip hop and seeing the evolution. You may go back to the music of people painting the picture of being poor and then getting into the people like Eminem. Hip hop is not like that anymore. I think that's why so many people don't like hip hop because it's all... Fuck, man, I listen to some of this stuff. I don't even understand what the fucking lyrics are.
Yeah.
Like, it's just about the beat. It's not about the music.
Mm-hmm.
If the beat go hard, and I appreciate the beat. Like, some of the shit my son listens to, the beat goes hard. I'm like, yo, that shit is dope. And I'm trying to listen. I have no idea what they're saying, but this song is dope. Simply because of the music. And I think that's what happened in the past 5-6 years. You couldn't be Eminem. You couldn't paint the picture of a make-believe that I'm going to put my baby mom in the trunk. Da, 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 da. You can't do that shit no more. You just can't. The art form is almost lost. From artists to comedians more and more interviews that I see of people from the 90s and the 2000s, they can't do the same shit they did. And this is what we're getting served now.
Yeah.
Almost watered down shit.
To me, I feel like I look at it from the perspective of, like, yes, that's real. But I also feel like it ties into a lot of, like, necessary movements. Like, I look at the watering down in relation to, like, well, yes, because there were certain things that were hella sexist, or yes, there were certain things that were hella racist, and now we're almost on the opposite side of where before we just kind of let everything happen. Because you have the opinion about Kim, yeah, like, it can be like a movie, but it's still a really violent record. Like, the whole thing mm-hmm. was incredibly violent in its content. Now we're on the opposite side where we're almost too afraid to go there. My hope is like we kind of find like a middle ground.
Middle ground would be dope.
Because, yeah there is certain parts of before that I miss, like the freedom or at least not being so concerned of you understanding where it's like for me, if I say something that's fucked up, I would hope that if you know me, you know that it's like I'm not coming from a place of being fucked up because you know who I am.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know that I'm not that person. People can make mistakes. But at the same time, there's people who have gotten away with making hella mistakes because of that same type of culture. So I hope it gets into this medium ground. But damn, it's It's interesting looking at it from the perspective of hip hop because, yeah, like it's completely changed. A lot of people that I read, I read a lot of critics, and a lot of them talk about how hip hop has just become so monetized now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
not about where there was a culture with it before, mm-hmm. where it was about storytelling. It was about talking about like an actual perspective versus now. Not so much, or I don't know if the perspective has changed from what they're talking about.
I think that term that I think is one of the best terms coined in the past few years of culture vultures is mm-hmm. true from all the events for like South by Southwest in Austin to just to clothing, just to events. I was at this spot locally called Trill, a hip hop shop.
Okay.
And I know the owner, Chuck, and Chuck used to throw little hip hop concerts and getting like veteran hip hop artists or some OGs. He's like, I don't really do them anymore because he was naming some hip hop artists that came to his store for a signing or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I won't mention the names, but let's just say 10 years, the store would have been like a line out the door. He did one a month ago. And I was like, man, I missed that. I forgot to come.
Yeah.
He's like, 40 people showed up. And he's like, it's amazing. He's like, he knows it. He has to evolve that. The hip hop culture is so different. It's so watered down. Either you say fuck it or you embrace some of the good with the bad. And that's what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
I like some of the new artists, but you have to understand it's sad. It's sad to like, it is so watered down. That some of these guys that would have packed in heavy venues 10 years ago.
Right.
40 people showed up because it's that whole bracket just moved up. Now these guys that loved hip hop and lived the lifestyle, their dads, some grandfathers,
yes. mm-hmm.
they don't got time to do that shit. They just older dudes. They can't go spend money on it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best way to explain it is, I don't know if either of you, I can't remember, have had the chance to watch the show Rhythm and Flow.
Yeah.
It's a rapping competition with the judges being Cardi B, love her, T.I., right. which is an OG, and Chance the Rapper. It's a very good mix, I think, of judges.
I like the mix, too.
Chance is a little... Oh, well, I'll get into that later. But the point is, that whole competition, what I really enjoyed was they had that mixture of old hip-hop. Like, can you actually flow? Are these mm-hmm. really your bars? Can you, like, the ciphers and stuff like that? Like, real old hip-hop stuff from,
yeah.
What I'm assuming, rap battles and shit like that. Because
right.
that's as far as I know, to the extent of it. But, and everyone who passed that, like, original brackets got to come through.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they were done with that old-school shit, though, I feel bad saying it like that, but they started going immediately to music videos. Do you have a catchy hook? Do you have something that I would want to make my Instagram caption? Can I sell you? Because when you walk into a room,
right.
and this is what Cardi said, full of white men, all they see is a dollar sign. And how big is yours?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the best example. Cardi B said it best. Like, we're looking for someone that if we invest in, you're going to make me my money back and then some.
Monetization. Totally.
That is exactly what hip hop is now. They want mm-hmm. the look. They want the
You got to be the whole thing.
They want someone who's going to be a social media influencer that people...
Well, yeah, it's become pop.
Yeah,
like, it's pop culture.
Yes.
That's what pop is.
Pop culture,
yes.
Yeah.
Popular.
Mm-hmm.
Pop is just short for popular. And to say that I'm not that person, I'd be a liar. Finding you, Carla, is the same shit. I needed someone the all-around package. Not only do you have
Bitch.
To sound good, mm-hmm. you have to look good, mm-hmm. you have to be on social networking, you have to get radio, you have to be... bendable, meaning that you're just like this putty that we got to mold. You have to accept that. So it's the same thing, and I get it, but I'm still getting molded. Like, I can't get set in my ways that it's all about Rakim and LL Cool J and Kool Moe Dee.
Oh my God.
To be
LL
like,
Cool J.
I could listen to that,
mm-hmm.
but then I can listen to Juice WRLD and I can listen
right.
to Roddy Ricch and all these new, and a lot of people aren't doing that. And that's where the divide is. Go back to Eminem. These kids are saying, this guy's fucking, I bet you they didn't even listen to the fucking album.
Exactly.
They didn't even listen to the music. They
probably didn't
even know Juice WRLD was on the track. I'm going to tell you one thing. Any artist of today, if you got a call from fucking Eminem,
Take
do you want to jump on my album? Nobody would say no.
Ed Sheeran did it. Fuck. Like.
Yeah.
Well, he's pop, but like even like Juice WRLD.
Well, he did a record with Beyonce. Like everybody will
yeah.
take the call.
He's done it with Rihanna, hello.
Yeah, like, I mean, across, like, no matter what,
yeah.
whatever, what generation, all the stuff, like, you're going to take the call. But with that being said, it's really interesting, like what you're talking about with the hip hop, going back to that, like the party or the event, because Roddy Ricch is slated to be number one. Uh-huh. Like the album is supposed to be number one. And it's really weird, like hearing in one instance, like the change in hip hop, because now I pay attention. I'm a fucking music nerd. I pay attention to like the charts and I pay attention to like what's happening on there. And like when I look at, for example, like Apple Music streaming, hip hop dominates. Mm-hmm. And it's to the point that like people complain about it who are fans of like other genres. But I think that's, do you think that there's people that I've read up on and I've watched interviews that think that that's part of the problem? Like the popularity of hip hop was the detriment. Wow. Of the genre itself.
I think the problem is stealing from the culture and not giving accolades such as an Eminem.
Okay.
I think people are quick to say, well, that's old shit. You wouldn't be here. You know what I mean? Like
that's
Eminem
very real.
For white America, mm-hmm. kicked down the door for the G-Eazys, for the Mac Millers. Can you imagine if Eminem never hit big? And you just knew it as a black culture or Latino mm-hmm. culture.
Latinos ain't even big in hip hop. We're making our way through reggaeton and trying to get features on like hip hop records and shit. Like,
really?
No, Latinos are big in hip hop.
I thought so. Yeah,
they're there from the very beginning. The first groups of like, you know.
But they're not as big as like the Travis Scotts, the Cardi B's. I don't think so. At least name me one.
Well,
Cardi B is
Latina.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot.
She's one of the biggest hip hop artists.
It's
Cardi B.
I forgot that she was Latina.
And then like
world.
The biggest, like the like Big Pun. He went platinum.
Right.
So you have not like true. Your classic veterans like Big
veterans.
Pun.
Veterans. When I think of Fat Joe, I think of old though.
Yeah, Fat true. Joe. And Fat Joe still come up with heat.
Right.
Still came out with an album. Mm-hmm. But like Cardi B is probably top three biggest Latina. Mm-hmm. Not only Latino, but a female, which is even bigger.
Right.
So, but white America, when Eminem kicked down that door, I'm telling you right now, you would not have a G-Eazy.
Wouldn't have any of them. The MGKs, like, and you could go all the way down. Like, I'll see the stuff. Like, it's not as, like, well-known artists, but for sure, nobody would have felt as comfortable. Eminem was massive. Like, that was an impact, like, oh my God. Like, growing up when Eminem first came out, like, I was in school, and all the white boys that I knew...
Mm-hmm. Wanted to be Slim Shady.
Yeah, went from.
But here's the thing. It wasn't the white kids. It was everybody.
It was, but it let white boys be okay. Like,
yeah.
It was cool to talk about, I listen to hip hop.
Yeah.
Instead of, because when I was a kid, if like you were not, if
really,
you didn't have
that's
color,
weird. Yeah.
It was like, you're weird.
Why
yeah, the
growing
fuck are you
up,
listening to that?
I mean, hip hop became so big. Everyone listened to hip hop. It didn't matter. I just think it gave a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't diss me because I'm a white boy. Eminem's the biggest shit out.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? So white kids, even when I grew up, listened to hip hop. It was just a matter of there was no big white hip hop artist. I mean, I can name a few back in the 80s, but you really had to know, like, Third Bass and all these other white rappers that mm-hmm. no one really knew about, not on the level of Eminem. I find it interesting. I want to see as the album and the music carries on to see who embraces it or like, yo, that guy's old as fuck. No one's listening to that shit.
It's that one saying where it's like Eminem, 50 Cent, Tupac, all those motherfuckers walked so that the Travis Scotts of the world could run.
Well,
like,
literally.
That's just,
yeah.
That's just it. And had they not, even if they you consider their music old or whatever, like if their music hadn't been big in its time, there would have been no industry for you to even walk into.
We would still be playing rock and roll. We would still be playing Motley Crue. There would be like seriously it would be hair bands and stuff if hip hop didn't. I'm just excited for the M project and I'm excited that M put on some of the new cats like Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to say that's my favorite track on the album.
Yeah.
Old school with new school.
Well and of all like I mean that it's Juice WRLD too.
May
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, crazy right?
Yeah. That's insane.
It's a hot track.
Because yeah like I brought up Beyonce earlier because I fucking love her but the record that they did together was mm-hmm. Do you remember it?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't good. The
wasn't
Rihanna
it.
One. That's, Love the Way You Lie?
Like, right. Like, when I think about some of the lyrics and the time that Rihanna mm-hmm. was in at that place, it makes me question things, mm-hmm. but was that not a bop? It mm-hmm. was.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't even think about that yeah. aspect. That was just bopping.
That was absolutely that. And there was Monster, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the two of them, too.
The Monster. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof. It's good stuff. It's just interesting how people, I don't know how you can't be like, if it's good music, it's good music. I've right. never understood that. Cause even from the perspective of being like a pop music fan, like my friends, like the Gay Mafia, now I'm the person that's just like, did you hear this song? And everyone's just like, ugh, Mm-hmm. Do we have to listen to that?
Oh my God.
Why not? What do you mean? Like, who cares if it's a younger artist? I don't mind.
You gotta be open. You got to be open.
And that goes with all genres, though. Mm-hmm. Like, if we were to defer just a little bit from hip-hop, mm-hmm. what happened to Lil Nas X when Old Town Road was hitting number one in the country charts and they, like, demanded that it be removed and, like, all this crazy stuff? It's like, you have to be open in all genres because, like, for example, EDM, huge right mm-hmm. now. Like, everything's just becoming a mixture of everything, and it's really cool to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It's really cool to watch.
I don't think there's such a thing as a one genre anymore. Yeah. It doesn't exist. I don't think you can be just one thing. Whereas before, it was probably easier to see it that way, but you're not just pop. You're not just rock. It's some blend of some kind, which I think is really cool because I think that's the best way to go.
Like, what was it? Bad Bunny, he came out with the Narco Corrido. I don't know if you guys know what Narco Corridos are or like corridos at all, but it's a Mexican type of music and it's a little more intense and it's a lot more narco-based and like all that stuff and like killing and shit. But it's actually very gruesome. It's very close to Eminem.
Really?
Honestly, they say something.
It's storytelling.
But it's great storytelling. Yeah. And Snoop Dogg loves it. And someone once asked Snoop Dogg in an interview, like, why do you like Correo so much? Like, do you even really understand Spanish like that? And he was like, real gangsta, recognize real gangsta. And that was it.
That means he didn't understand shit. That doesn't even answer the question. You speak Spanish? Real gangsta. Real gangsta.
And you know, it's Snoop, so you'll take it like, absolutely.
But
like,
you can enjoy shit. You can enjoy shit.
You can.
Is what I'm saying.
I remember, like, so this was like early 2000s, I think, where like Indian music was starting to have like a brief like trend in hip hop music and it got taken out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it got shut down really quick because people were like, why are you combining those two things? And I was like, why not? That sound was I loved that. There was the song to this day is taken off. Do you remember? You probably don't. Truth Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dre's.
Yeah.
The Addictive song.
Yeah.
That shit is taken off.
So addictive.
That beat is everything. It's been taken off of every platform.
Why is it?
I think there was a sampling issue, but it also got a lot of hate for them. Like, why are you sampling like an Indian song when you're not Indian?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
How do you feel then about, like, and I don't want to go too deep into cultural appropriation because I will probably sound really ignorant with a lot of the things I think because I haven't gone too deep into, like, my own thoughts of that. Mm-hmm. But, for example, like, that song was being huge. He was properly using, I'm guessing, that beat. Like, he wasn't doing anything disrespectful. Why do you think people were so anti, like, you're not Indian? Like, why are you?
I don't know. That stuff, it's a fine line to me because I think that if it's, I didn't look at it as like appropriation. Like, I think there's appropriation and appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that those two things, and like, I can absolutely, like, I don't know, I don't have a problem saying that I'm wrong if I'm wrong about something, but I thought it was really cool to hear, as like someone who grew up with Bollywood music and only being allowed to listen to Bollywood music, to hear that now I'm starting to listen to like other genres, to have that influence and like for it to mesh together.
Yes.
If you claim it as your own, then that's different.
I think here's the only difference. Like, I don't remember there being a trouble with that. I think music is music. If it sounds good with a sample and you mix it, I think if you took an old Indian, like a phrase, and you try to use it as the hook, not knowing what, almost like word and verbiage, then there might be a gray line. Like, do you know the power of that word for the Indian culture? But I don't think if the music, and you just love the music and it goes, I think it's fine whether it's a lot of like that, uno, dos, tres.
I love that song.
That guy is obviously African-American. He's making like a Mexican beat.
But he's using the words right, and I can appreciate anyone
but
who tries
silly.
To. It's silly. It's silly, but...
Yeah.
But he's not, it's not like...
Making fun of the culture.
It's not like when Justin Bieber was like Dorito Taquito during Despacito because he didn't know the lyrics. Like, that's disrespectful as fuck.
Yeah.
But like what
Again,
this guy
it's
did...
it's the words.
Yes.
It's the verbiage. If you're disrespecting the verbiage, it's one thing. But if it's the sound, the beat, the music, I think it's fine. I think it's applauding. And almost, I love it. I love hearing shit like that. Like, I remember Punjabi MC?
Yeah.
That shit was dope. When it first came out.
Well, that was in like the record with Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that part was cool. I don't know. I just, maybe I'll probably, I wish I was more prepared because I would have like looked up all the stuff that I used to like read. But yeah, I remember there being like some issues, and like I remember watching MTV with like them interviewing people about like the issues that they had with it. I don't know. There is a difference. Yeah, there's a huge difference. But I like more meshed music. I love that. I would love, in an ideal world, meshed music, like I like that when the Indian influence came together.
Yeah.
Like when
like
I don't see why
Brown
they wouldn't. Like, it makes me proud as a Latino if one of my favorite producers had a Spanish influenced beat on their record, I'm like, hell yeah.
Well, kind of how Shawn Mendes, when he was in town, he went, was at the Crescent Ballroom, and he was talking about
Charlie
that.
Charlie Puth.
Sorry, Charlie Puth. Meh. Met them both.
Yeah.
Anyway, Charlie, I did. Charlie.
Well, this is exactly what I was going to bring up is when he was talking about making the record We Don't Talk Anymore. He originally wanted a Spanish guitar.
And someone said no because he's not.
Because he's not of Spanish descent. I don't get that either. And I am all for, like, if it's appropriation, fuck that. But what's the issue?
You just love another person's culture and you like their music. It's kind of like when you grew up. Did you ever grow up with someone on the block that wasn't your nationality or your ethnicity? And you always wanted to find a little bit more about their ethnicity?
Yeah.
Because I grew up with a bunch of Mexicans. I didn't know any Puerto Ricans growing up. I was the only Puerto Rican, so it was a bunch of Mexican kids. But the first time that Bobby Sherwood, this white boy, wanted to teach me how to skateboard, I went to his house and he's having this Caucasian food that I've never like, you want meatloaf, dear, and all this
What the fuck is meatloaf? To this day, I still don't know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, deadass. Really good.
It's a good time.
But that's what the first time I experienced it, and I was like, almost like, I wanted to go to his house even more. Because I can hang out with my Mexican homies all the time. I grew up with them.
Yeah.
But the white kid, Bobby Sherwood, he rides skates and he's using words like awesome and dude. And then I started saying it. It's kind of the same thing. I got excited. So if I listen to Indian music, it's the first time I'm listening to it. And I'm a producer. I was like, you know what? I want to incorporate this in my new song.
Hell yeah.
I don't see the problem with that.
I don't either. Going back to what I said, like, I feel like we were at one extreme before, and now we're at the opposite of everything needs to be whatever this idea of politically correct is. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that we just find, like, a middle ground.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, yes, we need to be appreciating everybody, but I don't just want to be, like, a gay Indian. Like, I appreciate other cultures. I want to be involved with it. I don't want to be boxed into just that. Bitch, I might want meatloaf. In fact, I had that earlier this week. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Boston Market got some good meatloaf. That's what JoJo eats. But he's half white.
Do I, like, need to go and, like,
Yeah.
Is it, like, prepared? Is there stuff in the meat?
I don't even know how it's made. I just eat it. Sorry.
I can't even. But, I don't know.
Meatloaf.
All that's to say is some of these producers are trying meatloaf for the first time. And it works, man. The recipe works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all.
As long as you're, you know, giving credit to the right people. Mm-hmm. Like, if it is a sample or something like that, you know what to do. You know the laws. It all comes back to bite you, no matter how big you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think this year alone, how many times in the Daily Dirt did we hear about artists that ripped off, like, smaller artists or other stuff like that?
Being sued.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, just always...
I think Eminem dotted all I's, crossed all T's. I don't think he'll be getting sued. I think it's a great album. We have a meeting to attend, but we were going to talk about a lot more, but I like that topic. I like that a lot. But check out the Eminem album. I think it's worth checking out. I'm going to enjoy that for the weekend. Morning Mess, we out. The 3-day holiday. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but we'll be back Tuesday. And then our live podcast, 100th episode, happening in about a week and a half, right, guys?
Yes.
That's right, the 28th of January, 2020. So if you're listening to this after the fact, sorry. But it's happening at Crescent Ballroom, which is in downtown Phoenix, from 6 to 8 p.m. We highly recommend 18 and over.
And
we can talk some shit.
And we're going to try to bring some meatloaf for Carla.
Thank you. I would appreciate that.
Meatloaf and tacos. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cuatro. All right, man, we out.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.